Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. AI, will people lose their jobs or is it a bust?
Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go.
Hey, everybody. Christina here with the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. And today, quite excited because we've got a hot topic. And I'm here with Andrew to talk about artificial intelligence. And I had the pleasant surprise of Andrew telling me that he's been looking into this a lot and posting a lot about this topic on Facebook. So I'm sure he's going to have some really in-depth things to say about the topic. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Fine. I'm good. I just have to just say one little thing, which is that I'm not an expert on computing. I'm not an expert on IT or data. I don't really understand, you know, the inner workings of artificial intelligence. You know, I can't, so I can only give a sort of broad view of what I see.
Sure.
The debates I've seen, but I can't, I'm not an expert. Okay. So this is important.
Right. None of us are experts in AI. We just use it and, you know, have fun with it. Right. So we do have some clients who are definitely experts in this kind of thing. And that's why it's really exciting for us to work with a lot of different profiles because we learn things as well. So, question is, do you think that artificial intelligence is going to cause people to lose their jobs? Or is this kind of just a lot of media buzz, let's say?
Hype is what we call it. Yeah, buzz or hype.
Yeah.
I think there's hype. Yes, a lot of hype. There's hype in the sense that what is called artificial intelligence, I think, should be called something different. I don't think that it's actually intelligent. I don't think these programs are intelligent at all. In fact, in some cases, they are less intelligent than a 7-year-old child. So,
interesting.
You know, I think that's one important point to make. They will replace a lot of jobs that didn't require intelligence. So a lot of jobs which require simply the ability to collate information, put information together, follow a procedure, those will be replaced because they are very easy. They've already been sort of semi-automated. And we see that, for example, in call center jobs, they've been what we call dumbed down, okay, across the board. Across the board, they've been dumbed down. In white cut, so you'll see people in call centers that have no ability to interact with you apart from reading what they have on their screen. You know, you say, "Can I have a loan?" There's no negotiation. They look at the screen. They say, "Yes, yes, it's red. No, it's green." Right. That's all they can say.
They're screens. Just kind of following a script. Right.
So they're basically just voices repeating or saying what they see on the screen. So that in that case, yes, it's very easy to replace.
And I'm sure. Yeah, things like that. And so a lot of times we think, you know, that because you were saying that it's going to replace a lot of jobs which are kind of, you know, I would say don't require a lot of thinking, let's say. Like if you're in a call center and you're just reading from a script, well, you just follow the script. You don't have to think about the answer to the question. But sometimes a lot of, you know, in the article that we're looking at here, they talk about it's going to perhaps threaten a lot of white collar jobs.
Yes, but
These are the jobs where we think about, because we think about, you know, white collar jobs, it's things like media, you know, journalists, like you've got to maybe do a little bit of thinking, hopefully, if you're a journalist. The legal profession, finance, these kinds of things.
But if you look at these professions, professions closely, I've worked a lot with people, with white collar people in big companies, you know, specialists in certain areas. And what I've realized is that actually they're not jobs which require a lot of thought or a lot of intelligence. They're jobs that require following procedures, right? Mostly following procedures, perhaps in an intelligent way, perhaps using nice language, perhaps, you know, being able to put them together. But basically, when you're summarizing a situation, you're summarizing reports, when you're applying legal interpretations, right? But sort of basically it's legal research, right? Which legal legal assistants do a lot. They have to go and look at all the research and then make a kind of synthesis, right? This requires some intelligence, because synthesizing does require a sort of intelligence.
Right.
It doesn't really require the intelligence, any creative intelligence, any ability to think for yourself. Okay. It doesn't require necessarily critical thinking. The same goes for forecasts. They very often, so you're taught at school how to do it. And so for a lot of white collar jobs, accountants, of course, in particular, but also, you know, you've got customer service agents, which you know a lot of those, and financial analysts, right? They basically get lots of data sets and they interpret, right? So for this, and even translation, I think that AI will replace a lot, because see, AI isn't a different intelligence. It's a language model. It has the ability to produce text that looks rational. Okay. And if it has the right sources, if it's sourced from the right places, it will produce quite coherent information, and much faster than we can, much better synthesis than we can. On the other hand, if its sources are not controlled, and if it requires lateral thinking, thinking beyond the box, thinking outside of the box, it will fail dismally for a simple reason. For a simple reason, it doesn't have ears, eyes, nose, touch. It has nothing of this. It cannot see the world. It cannot understand the world. It cannot experience things itself. It has no emotions either. So it cannot think the way that we think, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. And so it's, I guess, as a conclusion, do you think it's going to threaten a lot of jobs or not?
Yes, I think it will threaten a lot of jobs that are procedural, that even though they seem to be, you know, they're very white collar and very high level, at university, they are actually just applying procedures. For those, yes, it will. It will replace a lot of them. But it will shift it to people who can, you know, who are able to program them and find the right sources. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. And I think that's going to be a job of the future, is like chat GPT prompt writer or something like that. So, All right. Well, thanks a lot, Andrew. Very interesting. Thanks for all of those insights. I learned a lot of things in that conversation. So thank you very much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye then.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen, and you want to practice speaking, vocabulary, and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.